I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You may have heard that John Short, a missionary from Australia, is out of North Korea. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says that after issuing a forced confession, he was expelled on March 3rd. Prior to his release, Nettleton spoke with Short's wife, Karen. She was supportive of her husband and wanted the underground church in North Korea to know they're not forgotten.
We pray for their government and for their leaders because God is Lord of heaven and earth. He's ultimately in control. And be encouraged. People in the West are praying. They care. They love you. And that is why my husband went, to demonstrate just by his presence and being there.
And we'll conclude today's newscast with a commentary from MNN's executive director, Greg Yoder, on the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Greg, this degenerating situation has you pretty concerned. Why?
Well, there's a rift growing between the evangelical church leaders. I got in the middle of it yesterday on a ministry's Facebook page. Now, some Christians believe Ukraine's right and Russia's wrong. Others believe that Russia's right and Ukraine's wrong. Some Christians even suggest that if believers are involved, they're wrong and vice versa. The bottom line is this. I believe the evil one is using this to divide the church there. It couldn't happen at a worse time, as many Ukrainians and Russians are not only open to receiving scripture, they want to talk about it. Can I ask you to pray that God will unify the church? Pray God will heal hurt feelings and allow the church to share Jesus in the most incredible way. I'm Greg Yoder.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.